women. First person coming up from the Nerdalogs, Chris Geiger.
Hello, hello, everybody. First of all, thank you guys all so much for being here. I know we asked you. Yeah, but you didn't have to. Cool. So I'm going to do a classic Nerdalogs thing and completely disregard the theme of the night. And right from the get-go, straight away, so the rest of you guys look like real assholes. So let me tell you something. So what I've been doing lately is a friend of mine and I have been like sharing stock photos with each other under different themes and just like huge lists of stock photos. And I eventually just started like pulling one of those randomly every now and then and as like a writing exercise, writing a short story around that stock photo. And one of them I particularly liked, so I actually wanted to read that as my story tonight. It's based around the theme that of this stock photo collage was sad thumbs up, which, again, anything you think of in stock photo, they have a ton of photos of those. and this particular one has, for the listeners at home, and I'll show you guys all this picture, is a small child in a Dust Bowl era attire with a sad thumbs up, holding what looks to be an iPad encased in styrofoam. So here you guys can all look at it. It's weird. It's totally bizarre. I don't know what you would use it for, like what actual product or website you'd be advertising for. It's super bizarre. Hopefully we'll put this on the website. Yeah, it's weird, right? Yeah. It's just, and his face is so sullen. I'm going to need that back because I'm going to read the story off of it. Cool. Yeah. So it's a weird story. Weird guy. So I immediately looked at that, and I thought of a story to write, and so this is the story for you guys. And I'm going to read it in the voice of the storyteller. The Dust Bowl was hard for young John Weatherson. While their crops wilted in the fields, dirt choked the Weathersons' pores, making even sweating a difficult task. The family still had each other, and they played dirt football daily, with a ball made of consolidated dust, a true effort to make all that God provides useful and a boon. It all changed when Pa came home. I got it, Pa said excitedly, the words stumbling over each other as they poured from his mouth. Ma cried out with joy upon Pa's arrival. She couldn't believe the sight of pure bliss on Pa's face as he entered the kitchen, clutching a heavy potato sack to his chest as if the dust could blow it away any moment. John was called in from outside, as was Elizabeth, Richie, Toots, and Pringle Can, the other Weatherson children. As they rushed into the kitchen, Pa exclaimed, I didn't think I'd get it, but they said I won, and doggone it, I did. The looks of wonder crossed over the faces of the Weatherson children. John held back. He was getting old enough to truly understand Pa's rampant gambling habit, and while he could figure out where his Pa got his prize, he wasn't sure what it could be. Toots was the first to break the pregnant silence that followed. What is it, Pa? Toots asked suggestively. It's an iPad, Pa replied gruffly, as if they should know what it is. What's it do? Toots responded quickly. It's going to change our world. It'll tell us the weather and let us check our mail without leaving the house. It's 4 miles to pick up our mail, Pa remarked as he unfurled the iPad from his potato sack and encased it in styrofoam packaging. This white shit is supposed to keep it protected or summit, Pa said simply. Now get on out of here, children, Pa shouted as he urged the children back outside. As they left, he placed a weathered hand on John's shoulder. Someday this will be yours, boy, Pa said simply. So you're going to take real good care of it, you hear? Pa placed the iPad in John's hand and squatted to meet him eye to eye. John held the weighty black and white slate in his hands, unsure of what it meant. All he could reckon was that it was the most important thing to his Pa, so it shall be the most important thing to him. He held the iPad in one hand and gave a simple gesture, a thumbs up, to his Pa in response. Sure thing, Pa, John said. It was the first time John had spoken in 4 years. As Pa choked back tears, he took the iPad back and began to run his fingers over it. John left the kitchen to return to his dirt football, and as he left, he overheard his pa say, "What's weefy?" John would never forget those words, because his pa was his world, and his pa's words were gospel. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. I'm about to blow everybody's minds. Chris, what is the name of your project, your overarching name? You said you just bought a domain, and it is called... Watermark. Water, sea. It did fit the theme. Yeah. Look at you. Yeah. Magic. Magic at the Nerdalogs.